These days we're celebrating the memorials and feast of several great Franciscan saints. A couple days ago we celebrated the memorial of Saint Margaret of Cortona, penitent, famous convert, away from a sinful life, that is. She was Catholic, but she converted, or reverted, as some say, and turned back to the practice of the faith. Then we had Saint Pascal Baylon. That was yesterday, I think. He is the patron saint of Eucharistic congresses, known for his great devotion to the Holy Eucharist. Today we celebrate Saint Felix of Cantalice, a saint known for his joy and that freedom of spirit that the children of God experience. And also Monday we have Saint Bernardine of Siena. And so today we celebrate St. Felix of Cantalice. He was born on May 18th, 1515, and died on the same day, May 18th, 1587. So St. Felix, like so many other great saints and Franciscan saints, very similar to St. Pascal Baylon as far as his upbringing, he was born into a poor family, peasant farmers, and yet they were devout. And so he spent his days in the fields and taking care of animals and prayed while he worked. So right from his youth, he developed this spirit of work and spirit of prayer. And so it wasn't until he was 28 years old that he then decided to become a Capuchin Franciscan. And in fact, he would go on to be the first Capuchin to be canonized. Now, the Capuchins can boast that they have, among the Franciscan family, we all know that we're famous for the many branches in the Franciscan family. So the Capuchins actually have the most canonized saints of all of the Franciscans, and most of them are lay brothers. Okay, so we have in St. Felix kind of the stereotypical Franciscan saint. Okay, a man of great simplicity, humility, practicality, and Franciscan joy. And so I encourage you to read the lives of these Franciscan saints. Read the lives and also their writings, if they happen to leave anything in writing, because it really enables us to have a concrete example of what it looks like when the gospel is lived out, practically speaking. Not to mention, we come to know these intercessors who are cheering us on from heaven, this great cloud of witnesses who surrounds us and prays for us, and we should already here in this world develop a friendship with them. Okay, and it's wonderful to have that Franciscan spirit, right? The spirit of St. Francis, which is, again, one of joy and peace and freedom. However, it does take work, of course, to acquire that spirit. So St. Felix of Cantalice, he would undergo many trials and temptations at the beginning of his Franciscan vocation. And with courage and perseverance, he overcame them. Okay, and it was then he was assigned to the friar of St. Bonaventure in Rome, and he lived there for 40 years, performing the humble task of questor, where he would go on foot, barefoot actually, throughout the city of Rome, just asking for donations for the friars, right? Alms for St. Francis, as you see in the Franciscan movies. And so he would gather alms for the friars, bring it back to the friar, and while he was out and about in Rome, he would, of course, minister to the people, teaching the catechism to the children, in fact, teaching them songs that they could memorize the truths of the faith with, and admonishing sinners, okay, reconciling those who were at odds with one another, okay, performing all of these good works. And I notice In the first reading of today's Mass, it says three times to be thankful, right? And be thankful, says St. Paul to the Colossians, with gratitude in your hearts to God, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And I think this reading was chosen because St. Felix was known to the people of Rome as Brother Deo Gratias, because every time he would receive an alms, he would thank God. And so the rest of this first reading really explains the spirit that one needs to have in order to enjoy the freedom of the children of God, the peace and the joy. What does St. Paul say? As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, put on heartfelt compassion, right, with those who are suffering. Suffer with them. Care about them. Be concerned about others. Heartfelt compassion. Kindness. Okay? Not only in word and deed, but also in thought. We need to cultivate kind thoughts if we're going to have kind words and deeds. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And maybe the most important exhortation in this verse of St. Paul is this: bearing with one another and forgiving one another if one has a grievance against another. Right? Who in the world lives their life here on earth without having to practice this type of forgiveness and without having to bear with someone who's difficult? And if we can do that, then we really manage to keep peace in the home, in our relationships outside the home, extended family, workplace, and peace in our own souls. That's so important. And again, in order to do that, it takes compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And all of this is basically a formula of putting on love, which is the bond of perfection. And then St. Paul promises, and then the peace of Christ will control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called into one body. And so we turn to St. Felix and we ask for his intercession, and we find inspiration in his example to live the Christian life authentically to the full. And I exhort everyone according to this Franciscan spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.